Foster and welcome or welcome back to Oceans. Stay tuned because we have another great episode for you today. I know I am way overdue for an episode. It's because school started and I didn't have any time. Anyway, this episode was also a special listener request. Soren, my brother, wanted me to do an episode on...
Octopi!
Yes, Soren, octopi. And did you know the actual plural is octopuses? Yes, you might have been saying it wrong for your whole life. To the facts! Did you know that octopuses can suffocate in their own ink? Some can imitate poisonous snakes by becoming stripe-covered and digging into the earth and poking their tentacles out, which makes them look like the highly toxic zebra snake. Most people know that octopuses have 8 limbs, but did you know that they have 3 hearts? Breaking octopus news! Scientists have discovered that octopuses have taste buds on their tentacles. I think your head might explode into bits soon. Oh, Soren, his head blew up. Okay, put that there and screw that there and add that there. Okay, I think I fixed him.
Thanks, Foster!
You're welcome, Soren. Okay, now time for listener questions. But first, I want to give a shout out to Circle Round for inspiring this podcast. You can check out Circle Round wherever you get your podcasts. Now for listener questions.
The first question comes from Karen from Colorado and Arizona. Karen writes, I'm wondering how large seahorses grow and if they are found in all oceans.
Well, Karen, the largest seahorse is the big belly seahorse. It can grow up to be 14 inches long. Big belly seahorses are found in the waters of Australia and New Zealand. Seahorses live in oceans all over the world, but only in places where the water is not too deep or too cold.
The second question comes from Pensive in Pennsylvania. Pensive writes, are whales fish? And what is your favorite crustacean?
Well, Pensive, whales are not fish. They are mammals. They do not have gills, so every once in a while they go to the surface to take a breath. They give birth to live babies and feed them milk, and even have a little bit of hair. My favorite crustacean is the striped shore crab. They live in tide pools, which are one of my favorite things on the planet, and they're very fast.
The final question comes from Nick and Celia from California. They ask, who would win in a battle between a blue whale and a giant squid?
Well, it's not likely that sort of battle would ever take place, because the blue whale and giant squid hunt at completely different levels of the ocean. The blue whale is usually found in the sunlight zone, and the giant squid is typically found in the twilight zone, much further down. If they did somehow meet, the blue whale would probably just dominate, since it weighs over 300 times as much as the giant squid. So basically, blue whale plus giant squid equals calamari. So that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Oceans!
If you have a question you'd like Foster to answer on the next episode of Oceans, just send an email to oceanspodcast@gmail.com. That's oceanspodcast@gmail.com.